My guest at this time is Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director at the Center for Immigration Studies. Just within the past few days, we're starting to learn a little bit more about what Republicans hope to include in their version of immigration reform legislation. And we're also starting to see the GOP House leadership line up behind many of the principles that have already been discussed and some of which are included in the Senate version of the legislation. And Mark, thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Well, the member of the leadership that we saw this week get behind immigration reform and specifically legalization of those who are here illegally is Kevin McCarthy, the House Majority Whip. He's the number three person in the leadership. How significant is that, and what sort of card tipping does that suggest to you?
Well, it's actually not surprising because it's clear that Speaker Boehner is dead set on amnestying all the illegal aliens, and so it makes sense that one of his lieutenants is going to say the same thing. The question is, what is the Republican leadership thinking? And what it seems is that they are going to trust President Obama to enforce new immigration laws, even though he's not enforcing the old ones, in exchange for amnestying all the illegal aliens up front. What supposed compromise or middle ground is that they're calling for an amnesty that won't give illegal immigrants regular immigrant status, green cards that could lead to citizenship, but instead give them like a work visa amnesty where they get to stay and they get Social Security numbers and they get everything else. It's just that they wouldn't end up getting citizenship. That's a distinction without a difference as far as I'm concerned. An amnesty is everybody. The Democrats are guaranteed to attack the Republicans for, you know, second-class citizenship or something like that, and the Republicans will cave and give in after a couple of years. So it's a phony compromise, this idea of having a non-citizenship amnesty, but somehow they think that's an important difference. But the bottom line is they want the same thing as Obama and Chuck Schumer, which is to give legal status to all the illegal aliens.
As you mentioned, that's one of the major issues being discussed right now. As you pointed out in various writings over the past couple of days, there's basically four major things that they're looking to push here. One is legalization, but as they say, not with a pathway to citizenship, but you call that kind of a smokescreen there. There's also the DREAM Act, which the president has unilaterally implemented to some extent, and that is the legalization of all children brought illegally to the country. There's the tracking of foreign nationals, and then there's the expanded guest worker program. Let's talk about those last two briefly. First of all, the expanded guest worker program. What do you make of that? What kind of numbers are they talking about, and what would be the impact of that?
We don't know any of the details on numbers, but what it amounts to is at a time when there's 90 million Americans not working, when 20 million Americans are actively looking for full-time jobs and can't find them, that they want to import more foreign workers, not just for agriculture, although even there, in my opinion, it's a mistake, but only a small share of illegal immigrants work in agriculture. They want to have more foreign workers in every industry. They want foreign workers in retail. They want them in construction. They want them in every job that an American could compete for. They want more foreign workers to come in and compete with teenagers, with young people trying to start out in the job market, with Black Americans and Hispanic Americans trying to get a job, with single moms trying to get flexible work schedule. They want all of those people to have a harder time finding work by importing more foreign workers. I mean, look what they're saying. And this is basically the Chamber of Commerce speaking through these congressmen whom they've purchased, is that there is a labor shortage in the United States. Anybody who believes that honestly is living in some alternate universe, and yet with a straight face, they say things like that.
And Mark, let's follow up on the why now. Yeah, I think you alluded to why you believe this is happening with the Chamber of Commerce and its influence on key members of Congress. But the RNC, of course, in their autopsy report after the 2012 election, specifically recommended passing comprehensive immigration reform as a way to extend an olive branch to the growing Hispanic voter base in this country. There's the idea, of course, that some just think it's a good idea, and others perhaps are being somehow influenced by the business community and folks who want cheaper labor. How would you weight those in importance and how the GOP is being influenced here?
I don't know. I think it's a combination of money. That's what's really driving the lobbying push. But it's also there are some people who think that somehow more Hispanic Americans are going to vote Republican if the Republicans adopt Obama's immigration policy. The problem is that immigration isn't that high priority an issue for most people's voting, even for Hispanic American voters. What matters to most voters is, you know, jobs, the federal deficit, health care, these kind of things. And all polling, and I mean pretty much without exception, shows that immigrant voters and Hispanic voters also, many of whom are not immigrants, are largely big government Democrats. They're big government liberals. They want more taxing, more spending, more services. They're opposed, they're in favor of gun control, all of these kind of issues that mark conservatism. Hispanic voters and immigrant voters are, generally speaking, against. Not all of them, but a much larger share than the rest of the electorate. So it's actually politically disastrous to continue the policy we're on. And yet these guys, I think some of them sincerely believe it. Part of the reason the RNC report blamed immigration for the loss in 2012 was that it was a convenient scapegoat enabling them to avoid talking about the real economic and foreign policy issues that need to be reassessed within the Republican Party. But those issues have strong constituencies backing them. You know, a Wall Street versus Main Street kind of economic policy, a foreign policy that is increasingly pushing more and more conflicts around the world. Those things have large interest groups defending them. Immigration is something it's easier for elites to push back on, and so that's what they wanted to blame for the loss, even though it had really nothing to do with Romney's defeat.
Mark, let's talk a little bit about a topic you brought up right in the beginning, and that's enforcement of either existing law or any future law that comes down the pike. You talk to a lot of members on both sides of this issue, I'm guessing. What do they tell you is the reason why they don't just want to push for full enforcement of existing laws on this? Why don't they think that's good enough?
Well, because, I mean, for the most part, those who are pushing for some kind of amnesty, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, really don't want full enforcement of the law. I mean, you can see that from the Senate, the Schumer-Rubio bill that passed the Senate. Just as one example that really highlights this phenomenon, the bill requires companies to use this E-Verify system, free online system, so that when an employee, they hire somebody, they check their Social Security number, name, and date of birth, make sure it's real, make sure they're not being lied to. That is, the bill would make it mandatory for everybody, all new companies to use that. But it doesn't require anyone to do it. After the amnesty, it doesn't require people to check their existing workforce in case there are still illegal aliens working for them who didn't get amnesty, because not everybody will get amnesty. In other words, they're trying to protect the illegals who don't get the amnesty from being deported. And that really shines a light on what these guys want. They want every illegal alien to be able to stay regardless, and they want every future person abroad who wants to move here, who isn't a criminal or a terrorist, everyone to come here. They back unlimited immigration. They're quite open about that. And so they don't want enforcement because they don't want any immigration laws other than, you know, laws to keep out terrorists. So if you want everyone in the world who wants to move here to be able to move here, then why do you need enforcement?
Mark, last question. We obviously see that the Senate has enough votes to pass this. They did last year. The Democrats in the House are largely behind it, and now you've got the Republican leadership behind a lot of these principles as well. So as an opponent, how do you handicap the odds here of what's going to happen in the House? What do you expect to happen?
I still don't think it's going to happen. I mean, all last year, everybody said it was in the bag. It was going to slam dunk and all that. It never happened. And I didn't think it was going to. I still don't think it's going to happen because John Boehner has made clear that he's not going to go forward with this unless he has a majority of his own Republican caucus behind it. And that's going to be a difficult thing to arrange, because even if the leadership wants it, a lot of the rank-and-file members don't, because they understand this is something voters aren't enthusiastic about. And the other reason I think it's not going to work out is that the House is passing separate bills instead of one big, giant, thousand-page monstrosity like the Senate did. And so some of those bills might pass, others might not. The Senate isn't going to want to vote on one thing but then wait for some other bill to show up. I think it's possible that, I think it's likely, in fact, you're going to see a lot of activity on this, some bills even passing, but in the end, nothing's going to reach the president's desk because the House and Senate won't, in the end, be able to agree on anything.
Mark, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Mark Krikorian is Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.